endings and beginnings. You are now at a time when you are going to bless everything with your light and with your knowing that everything is changing because you have decreed that you want to know heaven on earth. You want to know oneness with the brothers and sisters, and you want for them to know oneness. Your news media are very, very good at giving you the progress report of how divisive all the brothers and sisters can be with each other. But beyond that, there are many prayers that are being offered up, many prayers that ones are living that seek peace and put out the intention for peace. So when you listen to your news media, you can say, yes, that is the appearance. But I know that there's more than that that is happening. I know that this has divine purpose, because it does. Even if it does not appear to have, your news media love to play up the drama. It is what they receive the golden coins for. And more important to them than the golden coins is the fact that they feel powerful because they are the ones deciding what they are going to put in front of you. So you look at it. You do not deny appearances. I told this to my disciples when they asked about how to do healing. I said, first of all, you acknowledge the appearance. Then you look beyond what seemingly is unhealed or unholy, and you see the person or situation in holiness. You allow yourself to be aware. Do not go through life with the blinders on and say, I am only going to look at that which is good, because I am really not strong enough to look at the rest of it, and I don't want that in my world. Well, of course, you do not want that in your world. Do not deny that it is happening, but you do not have to abide with it either. Allow yourself to choose. You have the power of choice, the power to choose to see peace instead of this, to see purpose, even what appears to be disaster and divisiveness. So do not do as some of your brothers and sisters do and say, I'm going to shut myself off from the world because I don't want negativity in my world. I don't want to experience negativity. You are very, very strong. And you have it in your power to look at the appearance and then to expand upon that appearance and send your intention of peace and wholeness to whatever is being presented to you. You no longer need to live in the cave and deny the world. Some of the brothers and sisters remember the lifetime in the cave and they say, well, I don't want to know that's going on. It's too ugly. Well, yes, it appears that way. And how is it going to change if you do not acknowledge it and then see beyond it? Bring your power to it. You are going to have the ups and you are going to have the downs. At least that is the way it is going to appear. But the other part of the roller coaster is the fun of it. Why do you go to an amusement park and pay golden coins in order to get onto the roller coaster if it is not for the fun of it? Like, wow, oh my God, oh, but I love it, and I'm going to go back on it again. I've heard you and the brothers and sisters say that. Wow, that was really great. I didn't know if I could really get through it. I'm going to go back on it again. And in essence, that is what you do from time to time with the experience of the world. This is a good time for finding your center, for finding your peaceful place amidst all the changes that are happening. Call everything good. Know that everything that is presented to you has a purpose, and the purpose is not to upset you. Now I know that is the first reaction that oftentimes comes along. How could this happen? Why did I bring this to myself? You brought it because you want to know how strong you are. You want to know how your intention can come to bear upon what seems to be manure and how you can grow the most lovely garden out of that manure. So count it all as good. 2,000 years ago, there was much of strife, much of divisiveness, much of one seeking to have power over others, similar today. I came and I spoke the truth of your being, and that truly this was happening, yes, I did not deny appearances. But I said, you are more than that. You are greatly loved by your Father, Abba, Father, Mother, God, Goddess, all that is. You are greatly loved and you are always taken care of. You are always taken care of. You are always guided and taken care of. Hear that well. Rest in the knowing that no matter how you see something happening, it is there for a purpose, and it is there for a good purpose. Look beyond the appearance and trust the strength of yourself within. Now you have been practicing coming through all kinds of challenges. You have been bringing up challenges for yourself. You have come through them and you have come to a place where you have said, wow, I didn't know I could do that. I thought maybe I had to throw in the towel and be finished, but hey, I'm still here and I'm even enjoying all the challenges. When you get to the point where you can acknowledge the master that you are, when you can come to the place where you look upon all the choices, all of the challenges, and you can be joyful about them, and know that truly they are just passing and temporary, which they are, resting in your divine self, then you recognize and know, truly know, the master that you are. This is a time of endings, endings of some things that you have thought would be there for much longer, maybe forever, and a time of beginnings, a time when you are going to be finishing old issues. You are going to be completing with things that you have wanted to know intimately and wondering if you could know intimately and still survive, and yes, you can, and yes, you will. It is a time of beginnings as well, because once you come through the challenges that seem to be ending everything that you have trusted and relied upon, you are going to know that you have moved into a new space, sometimes on the physical level, but more than that, on the emotional level. The emotions are very strong. They do propel you into the choices that you make. Emotions are there to allow you to know the energy that you are. Emotions are energy in motion, E-motion. They can be very, very strong, and they can bring up old fears, which is what truly you are asking them to do, so that you can look upon those old fears and say, "But that was just the belief that I had. I thought that it had power over me, but I chose anew. I chose to know that everything works for good, and it does. Everything works together to bring about the realization of oneness, of the awakening, as it has been called, awakening to your oneness and the power of that oneness. So trust. Trust the ending. Trust the beginning. Nothing is ever lost. Everything you have ever experienced in any lifetime is within your soul. The soul is the repository of all the experiences of all the lifetimes that you have ever had. And the soul is very, very rich because this is not your first lifetime. You know that. You have remembrances that come to you and you question, where did that come from? How do I know certain things before they occur or as they occur? Because you have already lived those experiences. This is not your first lifetime, and it is probably not the last incarnation. In fact, it is not your last incarnation. However, the next incarnation may not be on a holy Mother Earth. You may choose an incarnation, another dimension, another reality. You will make for yourself another hologram to play with. It may not be an incarnation with a human form. It may be an incarnation as liquid crystal light. Anything that you can imagine, you can experience and make manifest. You are very creative. So you will incarnate perhaps with a form, or you will come to experience just as the light and the beingness that you are. There is no one who is going to deny you your power to express in any form. The same as when you were before this incarnation, and you looked at what could be, and you made choices as to when you would come, and what culture you would come into, and what your purpose would be. Now, your universal purpose is to be the creative energy that you are. That is the bottom line, to express the creative energy. But how you do that is most wonderful because it is open, completely open to whatever you want it to be. You made a new beginning when you decided that you would be born into this culture, or if not born into this culture, then to make trek to place yourself later into a certain geopolitical location. If you were not born in the same geographical location, there was a knowing that you would come and be with others of like mind, even if it took some searching to find them, but you would find them. And you knew that there would be a soul purpose on the individual level, things that you wanted to know intimately and to be complete with, and also on the collective level, that you would work with in the collective in order to open some doors and windows for the collective, which you have been doing, because from time to time you have spoken of new ideas. Maybe ones have accepted those ideas, and maybe they have not. Maybe they have said, "There goes the old fool again, thinking such and such," or "There is that young fool who believes that she can," etc. But you have opened some doors and windows, and if ones have not walked through the doors, that is their choice. At least you have pointed out that there is a door, and there may be a new way of looking at something. They might not have even thought of it unless you have said, "Well, you know, this is what I believe. It may seem sort of far out. A lot of brothers and sisters 2,000 years ago thought that what I spoke of was far out, blasphemy. It was not what was taught in the temple. How could I speak intimately of the Father's love? How could I speak that everyone was loved, and that you did not have to kill an animal or to be holy?" Even in this day and time, the belief is still held by some that there must be sacrifice either of an animal or something dear to you. So I spoke ideas that were rather radical at the time, and they are still radical if ones actually understand what I was saying, but allows you to walk through a door into another reality. Maybe a reality you did not know was there, or you have been afraid of walking through. At least you have the knowing that the door is there. and it will keep nagging on you until you walk through it. I know your feeling of saying, okay, well, maybe tomorrow, I'll play with the idea, but I'm not sure I'm going to actually put it in practice. You carry fears with you in a knapsack on the back and you say, oh, this is so heavy. I don't know if I can keep on carrying this. And then when you get the courage to say, okay, let's get the knapsack out here and look at what's in it. It is seen to be a no thing, a nothing, and it disappears. It dissolves into the nothingness it has always been. But until you get to that point, it is really a big fear and it is heavy, and you carry it from lifetime to lifetime until finally you say, enough already, I'm going to look at it, and maybe it is hell itself. And I've been told that there's a really bad place to go. Then you open up the knapsack and you take out what has been termed hell, and you find out that it is nothing more than a belief, something that has been taught to you from someone else, passed down generation to generation. The only hell is the hell that you make for yourself, in the present moment of fearing something, and oftentimes you have lived with that hell a whole lifetime. Then there has come a lifetime when you have said or someone has said to you, hey, you know, let's look at this idea, and you bring it out into the open. Let's look at this fear. What is it that you really, really feel that's making the body tremble? You know that feeling, where the body just collapses on itself and you feel so sick. Then you get to the heart of the matter and you say, this does not have power over me. I am the one creating it, therefore I'm going to uncreate it. You look at it, and you can look right through it, but until you get to that place, it is agony. You know what I am speaking of. It may come to you in the middle of the night, and it will feel even darker in the middle of the night. But as you breathe, as you trust, as you call out to your angels, guides, teachers, and we are always around you, we will be with you. We cannot be anywhere else, truly, since there is no separation and you are the light the same as we are, except that you put on the sunshades and everything seems to be dark. In the darkest moments, we are with you. In your lightest moments, we are with you. When you decease the body, which is a great fear, because the body says to you that it wants to keep on keeping on, and so there is great fear. But when you decease the body, you go to your own light. There is a brilliance of light. Even your researchers have spoken of this. There is energy that has been measured from the living body, and then it has been compared to the weight of the body which would allow the soul to leave it. It can be weighed and measured. The light that you go to is so brilliant that you will think that someone must have turned on a billion light bulbs, and all the ones you have ever loved are there. If they have laid down the body, they are there to welcome you, and there is great joy and rejoicing and great love. It is home. It is what you are seeking even as you are incarnate. You are seeking the new beginning of knowing home and love that is unlimited. So do not fear releasing the body. No, I'm not saying that you need to rush forward into deceasing the body, but allow yourself to be at peace, knowing that truly you are going to live your purpose. And when your purpose has been fulfilled, there is going to be great rejoicing, a brilliance of light, as we have said many times, brought about by a great miracle that you have contained it in the physicality. And when you are finished with the physicality, and you are ending that part of your experience in a beginning, a new beginning, you will see your own light, and it will be overwhelming in its love. So I want you to take this with you in this time, how loved you are and how you are surrounded by love. Even though you do not see the loved ones who have gone on before, they are with you. Some of you are open to knowing the presence of loved ones around you because they are around you all the time, speaking to you, bringing you up, if you will let them, to a place where there is only love and encouragement, allowing you to know the greatness of the light that you are and the miracle of choosing to live a hologram that says that there can be other than light, other than joy and rejoicing. And when you have fulfilled your purpose, to live the place of love in every encounter, to trust that love and to know that it comes forth from you, it has to flow through you and you are blessed. There remains only love and light. Every day, every moment of every day is a celebration of life if you will see it thus. Yes, I know that there are messages of the world, messages of the mind that sometimes question, but at the heart of everything is the truth that you are always taken care of and that you are always in love. It cannot be otherwise. So even when the darkest of dark comes knocking at your door in the middle of the night, allow yourself, if you want to get up and to switch on the light of the desk or the overhead light and to say, nothing can penetrate the light that I am, which is true. I go forward in that light, trusting that always I am guided, loved, and taken care of. What is there to fear? One of your wise men has said, there is nothing to fear except fear itself. I know that it can be very strong and put a stranglehold on you for a moment or so, but it is not real. Only love is real, capital R, only love, and how loved you are. So if something comes to you in the middle of the night and it feels like the end of everything, get up, put on the light. Put on your own light, turn it on, and know that truly it is the beginning of your awakening, and know that I meet you in the light. Every ending is a beginning. Every ending of a fear is a beginning of new life, new awareness. Rejoice in ending because it is a beginning. You are going beyond and leaving behind that which was and does not serve you any longer. Rejoice, beloved one. Live in joy. Live in love and know that you are well and truly loved. So be it.